Hey, we're continuing the Broncos' path to the draft, and we got a chance to take a little bit of time here, ask some questions to Harold Richardson, my first special teams coach, good friend for many years, now the executive director for the East-West Shrine Game. Harold, what do you do in your position as the executive director of the East-West Shrine Game?
Well, right now it gets easier, but when we first started, you have to get the stadium to play, and you have to get the hotel to stay at, and I've worked real closely with the mayor of St. Pete, and all that's worked out over the last few years, and they're very supportive. And now it's just a matter of picking the players. Take about 100, 105 of the top college players going into the draft this year. And you get the players in, and we've made a deal in the last couple of years with the NFL. We get NFL coaches off current staffs. Mm-hmm. And this year we got Jonathan Hayes and Bobby Johnson.
Yes.
And thrilled to have them. And then they have a staff of also current NFL coaches that are here. So we just let them loose. And these guys, this is their – as you know, this is a week-long job interview.
What process do you guys go through to select a player? What's that selection process like?
The selection process is a lot more simple than people think. As you know, I've done this for many years. And Reed Johnson, I know you remember.
Yes,
Reed.
I know Reed.
Reed was a player personnel director in the league for 30 years. And Reed and I have been good friends for many years. And he works with me as the personnel director. And between the two of us, and, of course, we're talking to different teams and different scouts that we've known through the years. And that's basically how we pick the teams.
Well, now, why would a player elect to play in this game versus some of the other games that are suited for college all-stars?
Well, I think this, number one, this is the oldest all-star game around. This is the 93rd year we've had this. But I think it's pretty clear that the Senior Bowl and our game are the top two college all-star games. So really that part of it is not too difficult for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can get some guys to come play because they know the history of the game, and they also know, quite frankly, that it represents Shriners Hospital for Children, and we've treated 1,300,000 kids for regardless of their ability to play. It makes everybody feel good about it.
Yeah, so what does this game mean really to the city of St. Petersburg and the Tampa area?
I think to the city of St. Petersburg, which is one of the reasons that we came here, because we can play in the Trop. If you go back the last 15 years, there hadn't been over 32,000 people at any All-Star game. Okay. And that includes the Pro Bowl, by the way. So you don't want to play the game, I didn't, in an 80,000-seat stadium because it just doesn't look right. So we play in the Trop. The Trop for a football game holds 35,000. We have nice crowds. It looks great. The TV people like it. The city of St. Pete derives quite a bit of income from it, quite frankly. We have a hospital in Tampa, and we have a national headquarters in Tampa.
So it's a win-win.
So it's the whole community gets involved.
Yeah. Now, with the number of juniors or third-year players that are coming out in the draft, is there anything on the table to make it to where some of these third-year players can play an all-star game like this?
We've talked about it, and they actually have gone now to where if a guy is declared for the draft and he's graduated from college, he can play. The problem with that for my game is this week is the week they do that. So obviously I can't wait till one of them does it.
Yeah.
But we're working on trying to do that. But I can't put our game in a position of going to a young man and saying, you know, come play in our game, which if you do that, you'd lose your eligibility. And when you're talking about whether or not these guys finish their education, that's important to them. So we don't want to be the one that's a factor that is against that.
Okay. Hey, Harold Richardson, thanks so much for taking some time out for the path to the draft for the Denver Broncos country. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us.